Star Wars 7x7, episode 3485. We're going to continue looking at the story of Star Wars Squadrons today, talking about the first part of the main story, which takes place shortly after the Battle of Endor, in which we can essentially refer to as a prelude to invasion. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're continuing our series looking at the story mode of Star Wars Squadrons. This is the first episode where we're going to talk about the main part of the story. Yesterday we talked about the prologue, which is basically the story of how Lyndon Javes defects from the Empire and becomes part of the Rebellion. Now we see that 4 years later, after the Battle of Endor, Javes has become a key part of the Rebel Alliance and is now a part of the New Republic fleet. He is commanding the Temperance, which is a giant Mon Calamari Star Cruiser. When you're playing as the Rebel pilot in the game, at least at this part of the story, you are part of Vanguard Squadron and you're attached to the Temperance. The Temperance is hanging out in the Brentall system in the Bormia sector. So this is a sector that is in and around the whole core worlds part of the galaxy. The other system that's notable within this sector is the Chandrila system. And according to the backstory that they give you, you as the player pilot, the person who saved Lyndon Javes when he was helping that Alderaanian convoy escape from the Empire, you got a post on Chandrila as a very cushy assignment in thanks for what you'd been doing, but now apparently you're itching to get back on the front lines, and so you've been assigned to Vanguard Squadron and you're going to help with various missions attached to this secret thing called Project Starhawk. However, there are problems afoot. When returning to the Temperance, your squadron has been having communications issues, and you find out from the fleet intelligence officer that you're the third squadron that's been having some sort of communications issues. And as Lyndon Javes says in a briefing, that could be a prelude to invasion, which we all know from Sio Bibble, a communications blackout can only mean one thing, right? So Javes gives Vanguard Squadron a mission and splits the squadron up. You, as the player, along with two other pilots, get to go to the edge of the Brentall system and find out what happened to the scouts that they sent out there to see what's going on. And then the rest of the squadron is going to another planet in the system called Cavis, and you're supposed to rendezvous with them there. Well, when you go out to the edge of the Brentall system, you discover that the scout ships have been destroyed, which is never a good sign. And it turns out to be an ambush. So a Gazanti cruiser and a bunch of TIE fighters show up and you have to fight them off, which you do. And then you scan the wreckage to see where they were going, whereabouts they were headed. There's sort of an intermediary mission where you get to take out some jamming equipment. And then you get to go rendezvous with your pals at Cavis, who are already in the thick of their own fight. But they also are backed up by an Imperial light cruiser, so that obviously makes it a tougher mission, along with a couple jamming things. And Lyndon Javes was right. He said, yeah, if it was me running the Empire, Cavis is where I would stick the jammers, and that's where they did. So yes, your mission is to blow up the light cruiser and the jammers, which you do. There's another Gazanti class cruiser that jumps out of the system. So there's, you know, the opportunity for the Empire to warn the rest of the Imperials that might be planning this invasion thing that, oh, the New Republic is on to us. But there's nothing you can do about that, so your work is done once you've destroyed the Imperials that stayed in the system, and then you head back to the Temperance. You're gonna go to the Cantina to relax, but it turns out that there's already a new mission on deck for you and a special visitor waiting on the Temperance, which we will talk about in tomorrow's episode, because we'll be talking about that mission in tomorrow's episode. And as far as just miscellaneous stuff about this portion of the game, you get introduced to the various Vanguard Squadron characters that you're flying with, and they each have their own little backstories that they'll tell you when you meet up with them. So these are kind of fun, and the details are interesting. Like Gunny, who is the Vanguard Squadron leader, tells you a story about how there's a communications blackout before the Empire invaded Mimban, and that's always fun because, of course, we saw Mimban for the first time in canon storytelling, at least in Solo: A Star Wars Story, but that goes all the way back, I think, to Splinter of the Mind's Eye, like the very first Legends novel. Another one of the pilots you find out was a semi-pro racer before joining up. Another pilot actually is somehow a member of the Sinar family, which makes TIE fighters. And so she's like, yeah, I got to get that out of the way just so you know who you're dealing with. But believe me, I love blowing up my family's TIE fighters. So that's cool. And then there's a Trandoshan named Frisk who says that he used to be doing acquisitions, quote unquote, which was pretty funny, until he got a death mark on himself. And he said, how was I supposed to know that Imperial Governor was going to show the fake painting to Admiral Thrawn? Yeah, see, you can imagine how that whole scenario would have went down. Thrawn looking at it and saying, I don't think this is the original. And giving him all the reasons why. So yeah, that probably would have been a very fun encounter if they'd been able to like work in a little flashback kind of situation. Or, you know, one of those, like interstitial moments that you get in sitcoms and whatnot. But yeah, that's basically how the main story of Star Wars Squadron starts out. You're being attached to this mysterious Project Starhawk thing, which, you know, we know is going to be about the big Starhawk ships because of the Aftermath novels where those have appeared previously. So yeah, it's not much of a secret in that regard. And yet it's a secret to all the people in the game, basically, or at least all the members of the squadron who are like, they've heard rumors of something, but they don't know what it's about. But now at least the rumor of something called Project Starhawk has been confirmed. So that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And I just want to say, if you have enjoyed the podcast for however long, for minutes, days, hours, weeks, years, then I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans and people you know on social media that might be interested in the podcast. Please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app of choice. And if the app says subscribe or follow or whatever it does to join up in this good fun on a regular basis and make sure you get notified every time we do this, then please consider doing that as well. It helps more and more people find the show, actually. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.